It's immediately after the close of our last episode, when Prosecutor Apt and Lieutenant Tragg went to Perry Mason's office to put the lawyer under immediate arrest. When just as Prosecutor Apt was showing Mr. Mason's secretary the warrant, we heard...
You see, it's in order, Miss Street.
Yes, I see.
And you say Mason's here?
Well, yes, Mr. Apt, he's in the law library.
I don't believe you. I think he's probably hiding somewhere in the building. We'll have to hunt him down like a rat. But you may as well, Lieutenant Tragg. Okay.
Excuse me. Officer Perry Mason. Oh, no, there's no one here like that. I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
Right, give me that phone.
It's the wrong number, Lieutenant Tragg.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, who's this? Oh, from what? Yeah, this is Tragg. What? You what?
What is it?
Okay, Martin, good work. Well, I never thought... Martin's got Mason.
Got him?
Yeah, Martin intercepted Paul Drake trying to sneak a packing case out through the basement.
And Mason was in the packing case?
No.
Well. Now, what do you think of that? A packing case.
Lieutenant Tragg.
A packing case.
A case did come from this office.
Indeed it did.
But it has books in it.
Books, did you say?
Oh, Della.
It is books. Mr. Mason is in the...
Mr. Mason is caught like a rat in a trap. And before you say any more, I have something to tell you, Miss Street.
Who?
You lied to us.
Take it easy, Abby.
She lied to us, Lieutenant. She knew Mason was a wanted criminal, but she tried to help him escape.
I've been trying to tell you all the time where he is.
Now, let it go, Della.
You, Miss Street, are open to charge.
I didn't do anything.
I'll decide about you later. Well, Tragg, shall we go to our prisoner?
I'll get it, Della.
You're both making a terrible mistake.
Why, in Mason's office. Tragg speaking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. What's the kick? Oh. Now, isn't that too bad?
What's the matter, Lieutenant?
Shaw, a man on the main entrance says there's a lobby full of people wanting to go home.
Let them go, Lieutenant.
After we check in the basement?
Didn't your man say he has Mason?
Well, Martin does know Mason. He wouldn't be fooled by a phony. Okay, Shaw, let him go. We've got Mason.
Wait.
Just a minute, Shaw. Hold on. Yeah, Mr. Rapp.
Everyone may leave except Miss Street.
But I tell you,
I haven't decided about you, young woman.
Okay, if you'll sit.
Oh, and tell your man to admit the news photographers immediately. Have them escorted to the basement.
News photographers?
Why, yes, Miss Street. I think I'll have Mr. Mason put back into the crate. Then hold Tragg and myself on both sides.
Yes,
very effective pictures.
Yep, photographers. As for orders of Mr. Rapp. Now, let's go.
I think I'll have handcuffs put on Mason, then make him get back into the crate. Now, you can stand on one side, I'll stand on the other.
No, thanks.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll pose with Mason by myself. Yes, I'm sure the handcuffs will show in the pictures.
The elevator stopped, Mr. Abt.
Eh?
We're in the basement.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ah, there they are.
Photographer's already here, huh?
I don't see Mason.
Hey, hold it a second, Mr. Rapp.
Oh, now, boys,
it's a smile of triumph, Mr. Rapp.
How's this?
Perfect.
Hey, Martin.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Where's Mason?
Where would he be, Lieutenant?
I'm asking.
He's in the packing case.
What?
Sure. Man Drake wouldn't let me open it without I showed him a warrant. So I said, okay.
Why didn't you tell me that over the telephone?
I said, okay, bright boy. Let Mason sweat now for a while.
You told me you had Mason.
I have got him, Lieutenant.
Oh, it's all right, Frank.
I hope.
Well, the crate came from Mason's office. His man, Drake, was trying to sneak it out.
He's in there, Lieutenant Drake.
All right, open that crate. Make it snappy.
Sure, Lieutenant.
Just a moment, Martin.
Wait for nothing. Open it up.
Here, let me. I'll open the crate. Here, give me that crowbar.
Attaboy, prosecutor. Just stand like that for a second, Mr. Rapp.
Like this, with the crowbar?
That's it. Okay.
Oh, now, if you'll hold my coat, Lieutenant Jag. Yeah. Now, then. You ready, boys?
Open it up, Mr. Rapp.
Sure,
fine. Very well, then.
I'll have it in just a second.
Better be careful. Maybe he's armed.
I'm not worried. Perhaps you better stand beside me, Martin.
Sure thing, Mr. Rapp.
Come on, get that thing open.
All right. There. All right, Mason, stand up. You're covered, so... Mason! Oh,
what's the matter? Any in there?
It's Books. Books! Mason isn't here. Try again.
Martin, get up to that lobby. Lieutenant. Shut up and get going. I'll talk to you later.
But at this very moment, as Trag is ordering the building closed again, the elevator from Mason's floor descends to the lobby. And as the doors open, Della Street steps out, immediately followed by Perry Mason.
Lots of people.
Yes. That's why I waited till the word was passed.
Oh, Perry.
No, Della. Don't look back. Don't look at me, whatever you do. Now, you go over and put that envelope in that letter drop before getting in line.
Well, are you...
I'm right behind you. And don't you turn around. Because as long as you don't see me, you can tell Mr. App the truth.
I'd like to tell
him. This is no time to tell Mr. App. All right, drop it in. Now we go stand in line. All right, now listen closely, Della. We've only got a minute.
All right, but...
You were certain that Trag ordered the guard to stop you if you tried to leave.
I heard him myself.
All right, then you know what to do when we reach the door, if it's necessary.
But, Perry, the guard at the door is checking everybody.
So you had better get ready to go into action.
As ready as I'll ever be.
Good girl. Now, Della.
Yes, sir.
If I get out of the building...
If?
I'll need the envelope you just mailed.
It won't be easy.
I'll contact you.
How?
I don't know how. Not yet, but...
Perry, I am scared.
Della, please, be scared later, hmm? Now, I'll let you know how to get that stuff to me. I could have mailed it myself, but my movements are going to be uncertain.
All right, I'll get it to you.
Now, you'll be watched.
I'll see that it's gotten to
you. Okay, come along. Keep moving.
We're getting close to the door now.
He's hardly glancing at the men.
Well, that's good for me. But in case there's trouble, I... Uh-oh.
What?
That trouble I was talking about. Here it comes. See the indicator on the elevators?
Huh? Oh, it's coming up from the basement.
Yes, this is going to be close.
I'll stand here. Okay, keep moving.
Perry, the elevator door is opening.
Yes, I see.
The guard's looking right at me.
Here comes Sergeant Martin. Well, now you know what to do.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Who, me?
Aren't you Miss Street?
Hey, Shaw! Huh? Stop those people!
It's okay, Martin.
Keep your hands off of
me. I've got her.
I said let go of me.
Stop it, Miss Street.
Stop those people.
Let go.
Relax, Martin. I've got her.
Lock the front door.
Will
lock the front
me?
Door.
I've got her, Martin. What's all the fuss?
Shut up and lock that door.
That's all right, I'll get
her. Stop, you people. Help me stop, Shaw.
I've got my hands full with this wildcat.
Let her go. Mason's loose.
But I thought you said...
You're going to help me.
She's fighting me.
Stand back, everybody. Everybody back from the door.
Here it
is. We beat it now. Back up.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Now, just take it easy, everybody. Take it easy. No, you don't, Miss Street. You take her away, Shaw.
Come on, Miss Street.
Don't you dare touch me again.
Make it easy on yourself.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. The more you help, the quicker you can go home.
You can't lock us up like
now,
we
Mister, you are locked up. You'll stay locked up. There's a wanted criminal loose in this building, and nobody leaves until we find him.
Well, there was an instant's time in which Perry Mason might have made good his escape. And as we know, Perry Mason is not a man to waste a second when there's need for fast action. But the excitement is far from over, as you'll learn in tomorrow's important and unexpected development.